In San Francisco, the news has been about violent dogs. A 35-year-old woman was arrested and charged 10 days ago with felony endangerment of a child after her 12-year-old son was brutally attacked and killed by the family's pit bulls. There have been other such violent incidents. Now, city officials want to change state law to allow the city to regulate the breeding and care of potentially vicious dogs. From San Francisco, Emily Meehan reports.
Since June 3rd, when Nicholas Fabish was killed by his family's two pit bulls, a number of other violent dog attacks have occurred in the San Francisco Bay Area. 2 weeks ago, an 8-year-old girl and her mother were badly injured. And in a different incident, a baby was attacked by the family dog. All of this on top of the widely publicized and tragic killing of Diane Whipple in 2001 by her neighbor's dogs. Mayor Gavin Newsom says he's had enough.
Well, it's remarkable in San Francisco that we believe we have more dogs in this city than we do children. We frankly have turned a blind eye on some of the lack of cohabitability between the dog owners and lovers and the children's advocates, and I think this is clearly a wake-up call to do that.
The mayor's task force of city officials issued recommendations earlier this month on what to do about the problem. First, they want to see all dog bites reported to animal control, and if a dog causes injury, the city wants the owners to be held financially accountable. The task force also recommended penalties for unlicensed breeders, fines for the owners of vicious dogs, and that pit bulls specifically be registered, spayed, and microchipped. But in order to enact these breed-specific regulations, a change in the state code is necessary. That legislation was introduced earlier this month. At the San Francisco Animal Control Center, there are dozens of violent and abandoned animals. Roughly 70% of them are pit bulls. Carl Friedman is the director of the control center and the chairman of Mayor Newsom's Dog Task Force.
There's just not enough right owners for this particular breed of dog. Yes, I get a lot of people coming in who want to adopt them, but let me tell you, a lot of these people just don't pass our screening.
The combination of the pit bull's physical force, its aggressive tendencies towards other dogs, and its popularity has led the city to consider it a target breed for regulation. Denver, Santa Monica, and Miami have already banned pit bulls completely, but according to Friedman, San Francisco has no intention of attempting an outright ban.
The bottom line is banning breeds don't work. I could ban pit bulls today and the dog of choice will be Rottweilers. Then what do? Ban Rottweilers and then maybe Chows. And it seems to change every 15 or 20 years.
Despite the fact that in the past 15 years, pit bulls have been the source of the most dog attacks, there are some in the Bay Area who still feel that it's unfair to blame that one breed. Donna Reynolds is a member of a group called Bad Rap, or Bay Area Dog Lovers, responsible about pit bulls. She says the problem starts with the owners, not the dogs, and that targeting the dogs is a band-aid solution to the problem.
Right now, in our current climate, people have discovered they can make a lot of money selling pit bulls. Pit bulls that are a certain color, pit bulls that are a certain size, and so they're very quickly mating dogs that don't have good temperaments, that aren't stable, that don't have good genetics, simply because they like how they look.
San Francisco is one of the more dog-friendly cities in the U.S., with 30 parks and open spaces where its 120,000-plus dogs can run off-leash, including beaches, several forts, and the Presidio. Michelle Cove and 5-year-old Tatiana Hansen-Zegler go to Baker Beach with their dog, Bunny. Michelle agrees with the city's new proposal and is making sure Tatiana learns some basic dog safety rules.
If a dog's hooked and it's laying down, don't pet it, because it might be mean or something, but it looks nice.
The tolerance that people have traditionally had for dogs in San Francisco is not going away, but there is a definite push for the owners of vicious dogs to be more vigilant so that people can continue to enjoy public spaces without fear. For NPR News, I'm Emily Meehan in San Francisco.